بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 5th of January in the year 2021 and alhamdulillah we've completed the first month the 30th night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the venerable chief of Al-Khazraj Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiyallahu anhu. And I've reached the point where I'm mentioning the blessed reports in which our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructing one and all to have great love and veneration for the blessed Ansar. So the last report I mentioned, I'll mention it again. In Sahih Bukhari number 3784, Sahih Muslim number 128, our beloved messenger, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayatul Imani Hubbul Ansar Wa Ayatul Nifaqi Bughdul Ansar. The sign of Iman, I believe, is love for the Ansar. And the sign of hypocrisy is hatred for the Ansar. So in this flawless report, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows just how immense their status is. That your love for them secures your iman. And if you have anything against these noble souls, the Prophet said this is a sign of hypocrisy. So note their status. They actually become a gauge of iman. And similarly, in Sahih Bukhari, number 3783, Sahih Muslim, number 129, Mishkat, number 6216, Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib, radiyallahu anhu, relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none but a believer loves the Ansar, and none but a hypocrite despises them. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَبْغَدَهُمْ أَبْغَدَهُ اللَّهُ. Those whoever loves them is then loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever despises them is despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So here again, another flawless report. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to add, if you love them, Allah ta'ala loves you. So if a person goes, do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, you say yes. Then you can say to him, you can increase that love by your knowledge of the Ansar. Why? Because the Prophet said, whoever loves them is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever despises them, Allah Ta'ala despises them. Now why is that fascinating? Like I mentioned yesterday, you can do as many good deeds as you want. If Allah Ta'ala despises you, is your deeds going to be of any benefit to you? Or you could be weak in your deeds, but Allah Ta'ala loves you. There's a secret. The secret here is, we don't go to paradise without deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, none of you enters paradise by his deeds, not even I, except by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your deeds are an excuse. So if you think that if I get a certain amount of deeds, I'm going to paradise, you haven't understood anything. So what is the reality? The reality is love. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will not put a person in the fire whom he loves. Sahih hadith in Imam Ahmad's Musnad. So where is that sign? If you love them, Allah Ta'ala loves you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. What does that mean? It means you're not going to the fire. And if you have hated for them, Allah Ta'ala has hated for you. So note again, the importance of knowing who these individuals are. In another report, in Sahih Bukhari, number 3785, in the chapter on the Ansar's merits, and number 5180, in the chapter on women and children going to attend a marriage, Anas radiyallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw a group of women and children coming from a wedding. He thereupon stood up with a great deal of zeal and happiness and he said, you are amongst the most beloved of people to me. You are amongst the most beloved of people to me. You are amongst the most beloved of people to me. Subhanallah. So let's look at this. So it's recorded in Sahih Bukhari. So women and children are coming from a wedding. It's the day of happiness. The Prophet sees them, he stands up. Look at their status. He stood up for them. The first strange thing for many people. Then he said with so much happiness, you are amongst the most beloved of people to me. Why? Why did he say that? Allah Ta'ala loves them. Go back to the previous report. Whoever loves them is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So could anybody love the Ansar more than the Prophet? No, because he's Habibullah. He's the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where do we fit into the equation? Do you know 10 Ansar? If I was to go around and mention 10 Ansar, of course the oohs and ahs will start going out. Some of you won't even mention one. Think about that. You won't even know one Ansar. You might have a guess. Is that love? So look at the love the Prophet showing. Stands up because you are amongst the most beloved of people to me. 3 times. So he's encouraging us. In another report, if that wasn't enough. Again, this hadith is recorded in Sahih Bukhari, number 4906, Sahih Muslim, number 2506, Tirmidhi, number 3909, Mishkat, number 6223. Zayd ibn Arqam, radiyallahu anhu, he relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a dua. Allahumma ghfir lil ansar, wal abna'il ansar, wabna'il abna'il ansar. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the Ansar, the children of the Ansar, and the grandchildren of the Ansar. Subhanallah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the Ansar, the children of the Ansar, and the grandchildren of the Ansar. So what does that mean? If somebody says the Prophet made a dua for your forgiveness, aren't you going to get happy? Did he make a dua for individuals? Yes, he did. But if somebody goes, did he make a dua for the nation? Then you think, what do you mean? He's a qawm, an entire qawm. Then you start thinking, did he make a dua for a qawm? He did. The Ansar, what was the dua? He made 3 duas for them. Oh Allah, forgive them. Meaning, they have to all die with iman. Forgive their children and forgive their grandchildren. So for instance, to give you a hadith in this hadith, the hadith is in Nasa'i, Sahih Hadith, Anas radiyallahu anhu, he saw a youngster, and Anas, he was an old man by the time, so he asked the youngster, who are you? He goes, oh, uncle, I'm Waqid. Waqid, and then he said that he was the grandson of Sa'd ibn Mu'ad. So Anas immediately said, Subhanallah. He goes, your grandfather was the best of all men. And then his eyes filled with tears. And he started mentioning with praise his grandfather. And then he mentioned to that youngster this dua. He goes, you have been given this dua by Rasulullah. And I don't even know you. That's what made him upset. He goes, Waqid, the grandson of Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, I didn't know him. So what was his response to not knowing who the Ansar's children or grandchildren were? He was weeping. We don't even know who the Ansar are. Forget about their grandchildren. Right? So note their status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these reports, where do you find them? Sahih Bukhari. So nobody can go around saying, brother, where did you get this from? This love of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained to the very end. Where's the proof? In Sahih Bukhari, number 3799, Mishkat, number 6221, Anas radiyallahu anhu, he said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i.e. out of his love for the Ansar, he emerged, having tied the border of his cloak wrapped around his head to mitigate the severe headache, and he ascended the pulpit, which he never ascended after that day, making this his final words on that platform. To stop in the report. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very ill. He's tied something around his blessed head because he had severe fever. Despite his weakness and his illness, the death pains, he's forced himself to get up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's actually walked a few steps onto the pulpit. And Anas said this was the last time he was on the pulpit. Think about that. If somebody asked you what was the last thing the Prophet said on his pulpit, He said, whatever it was, brother, he must be something very important for us. What was it? Right? Then Anas radiallahu anhu said, he praised and glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thereupon said, Usikum bil Ansar. I exhort you all concerning the Ansar, that you be kind and loving to them, overlooking their failings. For innahum qarishi wa ibati. Verily they are my very innards and depository of secrets. So stop in the report. So what was the first thing the Prophet said in the very weak state, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He goes, I exhort you all concerning the Ansar. This is my will to you. In other words, love them, respect them, overlook their failings. Have we obeyed his command? Look at all these ashiks. Where's these ashiks? Right? Going on marches, blocking ambulances, getting down to somebody who is ill. Is that ishq? Right? So here the Prophet said it. He goes, Usikum bil Ansar. I exhort you all concerning the Ansar. Then he said something amazing. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَرِشِي وَعِيبَتِي. So he said two unusual words. He goes, they are my kirsh. They are my iba. So what do these words mean? You have to look at these words. Innards, kirsh, translates as the stomach of a ruminating animal. So when you get a sheep and it's chewing the cud and the digestive system, that's the kirsh. So what did the Prophet say? For innahum qarishi, they are my digestive system, my innards. Then he said, wa aibati, what does that mean? Aiba translates as a secure, safe receptacle, i.e. a secure safe. So what do you put in your safe? Your valuable documents, your treasure. The Prophet said, they are my safe. They are my digestive system, and they are my safe where I can put whatever I want. I don't have to worry about it. Then the Prophet said, indeed they have admirably discharged their duties to me. Thus the reward is all that is due to them. SubhanAllah. So what did the Prophet say? They have fulfilled their promise. Going back to the pledges of Aqaba. If you know what that is. Right? There was a prerequisite. There was a first pledge of Aqaba. There was a second. If you don't know what that is, wake up. They gave their pledge to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they fulfilled it. And what did he say in those pledges? They asked, Ya Rasulullah, if you fulfill the pledge, what is there for us? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, paradise. So here, what was the Prophet saying? Paradise is theirs. They're already successful. They're still breathing, but they're going to paradise. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, accept the excuse of the pious amongst them for their shortcomings and pass over the lapses of the bad doers amongst them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see a failing amongst them, overlook it. I for my sake. And if you see the sinners amongst them committing sin, he goes, show mercy for my sake. Meaning, no excuse, not just the pious ones. Because sometimes you might get it. You might think, well, his granddad was solid. Who is this? So the Prophet goes, no, for my sake, do this. So now this is the report recorded in Bukhari. But it's actually not the full report. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, radiyallahu, and Abu Bakr Siddiq, they were walking together. And they saw the Ansar sitting together and they were weeping. So one of the two respected companions, either Abbas or Abu Bakr, they goes, why are you weeping? Why are you gathered? And the Ansar said, we remember the time we used to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that he's very ill. Maybe we won't have the opportunity again. And they were weeping. So then the two respected men entered and they told the Prophet about this. And don't forget, he was very ill. Then he gets up on what I've just mentioned. He ties something around his blessed head. Why? Out of love for the Ansar. And that were the last words he uttered on the pulpit of his, of the blessed pulpit. Think about that. Right? So note, where are the Muslims? Right? We should all know who the Ansar are. Forget about the blessed Ansar, you don't even know who the Muhajirun are. Then you go, forget about the blessed, you don't even know who Ahlul Bayt is. Right? And then you go, we're in a big mess. Right? Why do you think we're in a big mess? How poignant and touching that these were the last words our beloved messenger uttered on the sacred pulpit. Subhanallah. So reflect, my dear brothers and sisters. If this is how we are supposed to honor and love these respected souls, then where do we place the venerable chieftains of these illustrious people? Such as Sayyidina Abu Umama As'ad ibn Zurarah, Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Mu'ad, Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Ubadah, and Sayyidina Usayd ibn Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala. Think about that. The Prophet is talking about the Ansar. So then a person goes, if that's his love for the Ansar, and he's encouraged us all, enjoined us all to show this, then what about their chiefs? There you go. The answer is in that statement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be well pleased with each and every one of them and forgive us all for their honorable sakes. Ameen. So note, Sa'ad ibn Ubadah was literally the chief, the last chief amongst them, who was the honored, who was honored to be with the Messenger of Allah in his final moments. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all I mentioned today was basically concluding with regards to the status of the venerable Ansar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the key point is that we love and venerate them. And what are the four signs of love? Just to reiterate, the four signs of love is, one is you know who they are. That's the first sign of love. The second is you love whatever they love. The third sign of love is you mention them frequently. And what's the fourth?
Imitate them.
You emulate. These are the signs. So don't come out with your own versions of love. So first is you know who they are. Why? How can you love somebody you don't know? Doesn't make sense. Every person you love, don't you know who they are? Right? You love your mother. Why? Because you know who your mother is. You love your father. You love your children. How do you love somebody you don't know? Strange statement to make. Second sign, you emulate them. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and forgive you your sins. Allah ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran that if you follow my messenger, I will love you. Emulation. The third is to mention them frequently. Talk about them frequently. Where's the proof? In Abu Nu'aym al-Hilya Sahih Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who loves something mentions it much. He who loves something mentions it much. And the fourth? Love what they love. Whatever they love, you love. For instance, in Tabarani, Hassan Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said, if I knew that Umar radiyallahu anhu loved a particular dog, I would love that dog. What was he talking about there? He didn't say, was he an Alsatian? Was he a Doberman? Was he a poodle? All he wanted to know was one thing, does Umar love it? Because if Umar loves that dog, I love it. So he was highlighting love. So these are the four signs of love when it comes to anything. So here, apply it to the blessed and noble Ansar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Are there any questions you'd like to ask him? سبحان ربي الحمد لله اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر ان الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وواصلوا الحق وواصلوا الصبر صلى الله عليه وسلم